Our guest today, Fits and the Tantrums, are a soul pop band from Los Angeles whose debut album, Picking Up the Pieces, in 2010 exploded in popularity, and they just released their follow-up album to that called More Than Just a Dream. Today, the Cafe's Michaela Majoun is here to talk with singers Michael Fitz Fitzpatrick and Noel Skaggs. Michaela started out by asking Michael if the success of Picking Up the Pieces felt like an overnight thing.
If you call a lifetime of working towards a goal an overnight success, then yes.
For us, it's, you know, it's been like a really cool kind of steady incline, you know. Wasn't something that just was really an overnight thing. I knew, you know, we've, you know, myself and James have known each other for many years. We've all played in the LA scene for a long time. We've all had, you know, various projects that we've worked on and stuff. So this happening, you know, it happening the way that it did, yes, was kind of like an overnight thing because it was really one rehearsal and we stuck together, and that's a really hard find, you know. Not a lot of bands can really say that they have that immediately. So we were fortunate in that way. And then to get all of the opportunities on top of that, you know, and this kind of steady happening, you know, within like months of time up, you know, to a year and 2 years after that, and then getting our deal and that whole thing. So it's been a great happening for us, and it all happened organically, you know, so.
That's exactly the word I was going to use about the way the band came together. And by the way, you are Noel Skaggs.
I am Noel.
And we're talking to Fitz.
That's right.
Who's dropped his other name.
Well, you know, when your first name is Michael, you know, everybody has a brother, a dad, and too many ex-boyfriends named Michael. So all my friends just call me Fitz.
So it's like Cher, your Fitz.
I don't know. With less hair. With not as good hair.
I don't know about that. Anyway, so the band, what I meant by overnight success is, yes, you've been working really hard for a while, and yes, you've all been doing music before that, but it wasn't that long between the time the band came together and all this incredible stuff happened.
No, it's true. You know, I mean, I think we started to feel it, you know. I mean, pretty much right when we came and played for you guys, we felt this bubbling of something happening, and then we just kept traveling across the country, and it was this you know, you see it happen outside of your world, and then when it's happening to you, it's this crazy kind of wave that you're riding, you know. And there was many points where we were just, you know, in the bubble, not sure what was happening on the outside, just kind of trying to hold on as it just got busier and crazier, and had to fly from the West Coast to the East Coast and then Australia and back. And just, it was a crazy ride, you know.
Do you remember the first time you heard one of your songs on the radio, what it felt like? Do you still think about that?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we started, you know, in LA, you know, on KCRW.
Public radio.
You know, public radio, you know, started our career. We went on the road and we came back a couple months later after having done Morning Becomes Eclectic, and we played a small club, and we walked out and the show was sold out. We started playing and people were singing every word to every song so loud that it was louder than us playing as a band. And I think we all kind of took a step back and we were shocked. We were like, they all know the words, they're all singing along. And that, I think, was the first moment of hearing it on the radio and seeing the power that it had to connect with our community. And it was pretty incredible.
Fitz and the Tantrums are with us today in the World Cafe, and I predict that's going to happen with this album too.
From your lips to God's ears, my friend.
The new CD is called More Than Just a Dream, and your press calls it genre smashing. What a great word. You're genre smashing.
That is a good word.
Do you agree?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, we wanted to take chances on this record and push ourselves. You know, the first record was, we always thought was like a hybrid of different styles, but it was on a subtler level. And on this one, I think we lost the subtle and we kind of were more extreme about the conjunctions and the hybrid sounds that we were trying to like force and really sort of define once and for all what our sound as a band, who Fits and the Tantrums are.
Well, let's hear an example of that.
This first one's called Keeping Our Eyes Out.
We're
Fits in the Tantrums on today's World Cafe with a song from their second album, More Than Just a Dream. And we have bass and drums, two keyboards, saxophone. You want to introduce the band?
Yeah, everybody. To my right is Mr. James King on saxophone, keyboards, and man of a thousand instruments. Mr. Joe Carnes on bass, John Wicks on drums, the lovely Mr. Jeremy Rizumna on keyboards, and the beautiful Noel Skaggs to my left.
And you don't need no stinking guitars, right?
We don't need no stinking guitars.
Not part of the Fits in the Tantrums sound.
Not usually, you know. I mean, we definitely had that rule, no guitars on the first record. But, you know, all rules are meant to be broken, kind of, you know. And I think you always have to serve the song. And there was one song on this new record that was just begging for that stank backbeat cutting sound of a guitar. So we actually did incorporate a guitar on this record to just to break our own rules, you know.
Which song?
It's called Spark.
Now, this song, that the first single from this album, is so catchy. It's so infectious. That's a weird word to use, isn't it? It sounds like a disease. It's just.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like the way it sounds.
It's
very onomatopoeic.
You think it's destined to be a hit?
I don't know. You're the one that said it was, so.
I think so.
We'll take it.
All right. And it's such a boundless energy, glowing, happy song about love.
It is. It's about finding that thing.
Perfect 10.
It's finding that thing, you know, and you can throw that in any situation, you know. It's, we like to, you know, sometimes throw that into our career, this whole happening for us. It's like finding the best love of our life and, you know, it working out and it being like way beyond what you ever thought it could be, you know. So it translates into a lot of different avenues, you know, but definitely it's about finding that thing for sure.
Let's hear that one, a World Cafe version of Out of My League. on the World Cafe, our own performance of the song that gives the new album its title, Fits in the Tantrums here, with Out of My League from their new album, More Than Just a Dream. You can't go wrong with horns and ooh-oohs, I always say. and that's just such a great song. Noelle, you started that song as a ballad, right?
I did. It started off really slow. And I was playing the actual idea for Fitz before it actually even became a song and ended up changing the drums. He's like, I think you should make it faster. So changed the drums on it, found like a cool pattern on it. And next thing I know, it's like 40 days, 40 nights, boom, 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 boom. You know, sang the song in demo style, like man's voice, British accent, some weird.
She did have a
happening.
British accent when she sang it.
So cool. And, you know, super nervous about playing for him. I played it in the car and he was just like, I want to sing this. And I was like, cool, let's do it. Let's do it. It was really fun. It was really fun to kind of sing in a male timbre and, you know, have it fly.
So do you all write the music?
Yeah. You know, I mean, every song has its own different sort of combination. You know, House on Fire, John started up in the mountains of Montana and sent us a track, and Noelle and I wrote to the track. And that song's actually about finding your lover cheating on you and burning the house down that they're cheating on you in. And we sent it back to John, and John was like, that is exactly what I wanted this song to be about.
Wow.
I would say that is the darkest valley of the whole record. But it's a fierce song.
And you have both sides of that valley. I mean, the mountain and the valley on this record. We
For
just
sure.
heard the happiest.
That's a happy valley.
And the next song is going to be on the other side, the sad valley.
Yeah, yes, you know, and this is one that we, you know, for people that have been coming out to see us play, we started writing and working on this song on the road, and then it just was a song that we knew we had to incorporate on the next record, and we sort of upped the ante of it and made it feel cohesive with the rest of the record. And actually, we ended up on the recording, when people finally hear it, it's a song that her and I performed live in the studio. Tony Hoffer, our producer, made us face each other, and we did one take, and that's the take that's on the record. And this song is a beautiful duet, one of my favorites from the new record. This one's called 6 a.m.
Alone in my bed, I really need you now.
This is such a blast. Fitz and the Tantrums on the World Cafe with 6 a.m. from their new record, More Than Just a Dream. And yeah, you start out being sleepless over love, and then you end up being sleepless over Korea and asteroids and bird flu. It's always something, right? It's better when it's love, I think. This might be a good time to ask you about Daryl Hall's mother, who I read said that you sound just like her son.
You know, I mean, for us, we got to do Live from Daryl's House, which I'm sure most of your listeners know, but if they don't, Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates created an internet show called Live from Daryl's House, which is now syndicated on TV, but we got invited to go there, and you basically play some of his songs, some of your songs, you cook some food, and you hang out at his amazing upstate New York colonial house from the 1700s that he's meticulously restored, and you know, Noel, James, and I were fortunate enough to go play with his band. And, you know, I mean, one of my all-time idols vocally, the guy that people a lot of times say, timbre-wise, my voice sounds similar, although he's in a league all of his own. You know, and we did the first take of the first song, and then we walked in the kitchen, and his mother waved me over and pulled me close. She was sitting down. She's like, "You sound just like my son." And I was like, "Can I get a witness?" Because she just, you know, she just said it.
Was it after hearing that song?
After
6 a.m.
No, it was, we actually did Breaking the Chains of Love, which is the first song that we ever wrote for Fitz and the Tantrums. And, you know, and being on that show was so incredible for us, you know, because anywhere we go in the world, whether it's in the States, Brussels, Australia, we have tons of fans that found out about us because of Live from Daryl's House. So truly an incredible experience for us.
Fitz and the Tantrums are here. The Tantrums? Did you ever consider Fitz and the Hissy Fits?
I don't know. It doesn't quite have the same ring.
Why are they tantrums?
I think, you know, I just, we liked it. A friend suggested it, and it seemed to kind of capture what we did on stage, the kind of energy we brought. Just it worked, and we went with it.
It seems like you write songs really quickly and lots of them. You wrote like 30 or 40 songs, and you had to choose a few for this new album.
Yeah, well, you know, especially because this record is a progression. We didn't want to make Picking Up the Pieces Part 2. We wanted to definitely challenge ourselves, take some chances, and evolve as a band. You know, and that required, you know, some experimentation, which meant we had to like go to different places and try different things. So we wrote about 35, 40 songs in the course of about a month and a half.
We squeezed our brain of all adjectives.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
And then, you know, we had to whittle that down to 12 songs that would make it onto the record.
And there's a song on the record that's about a person inspired by somebody that you knew in L.A.
Oh, yeah. The mythological character named the Silver Lake Walker, which is this guy that when he was still living, I've lived in Silver Lake, this neighborhood in LA for many, many years, like 15 years now. And you could see him at morning, noon, night, and even late night, speed walking in little dolphin shorts with a folded newspaper, speed walking down the street. And you'd be like, this guy is walking day, night. Like, what does he do? And then you found out he actually was a doctor. So then that made it weirder. It was like, is he like obsessive compulsive? Like, if I stop walking, I'm going to die right now. And he just could never figure it out. And, you know, we had this great piece of music that we loved. And Noel and I were just trying to figure out, like, we wanted, like, a nice sort of fable, a nice sort of tale to spin about, you know, parallels of what it takes to achieve your dreams, you know, which is like you have to have this crazy, almost obsessive nature. And we use this guy, the Silver Lake Walker, as our character for this song. And, you know, it's a fun song. I don't think you maybe realize the darker side of what it's all about. But, yeah, it's called The Walker.
Fast.
That's The Walker from the new Fits and the Tantrums album featuring James and Joe on the Puccolo. That is whistling.
Puccolo.
Yeah, when you whistle, that's what you call your instrument like, there, the puccolo.
Took me a second, but I like it. Let's do that one.
I didn't make that up. Did you ever talk to the Silver Lake Walker?
Never.
He knew that he had this reputation in the neighborhood. So I think people try and speed walk with him and extrapolate information from him. But he literally had this paper in front of us, and he was just single minded of purpose all the time.
Was he in good shape at least?
He was. He was really tan too.
He was too tan, let's say.
Really
that.
Tan.
Leathery, I will say.
Yes.
With shorts and shoes and nothing else every day.
Yeah.
Every day, rain or shine.
Wow. Fits in the Tantrums here in the World Cafe. Thank you.
And thanks, as always, a heartfelt thank you from all of us to everybody at XPN for always showing this band so much support. It's really, we can't tell you how much it means to us. So thanks, guys.
Michael Fitzpatrick of Fits in the Tantrums. Their second album is called More Than Just a Dream. Our thanks to the cafe's Michaela Majune for that interview.